Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Friedenmaker, the author, and if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise, like where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading posted to the Breakthrough blog on April 22nd, 2023, and is titled, All Dressed Up and Nowhere to Go. Many years ago, I arranged a meeting with my CEO, we'll call him Terry, to meet a new major donor prospect. Let's call him Joey. Prospect Joey and his family were known to me from a previous organization and agreed to hear about the new cause I was representing. CEO Terry had a strict rule when meeting with major donors, whether prospective or active, and that was this: always wear a tie and sport jacket. For this meeting, however, I assured Terry that we did not need to wear a sport jacket and tie. I knew Joey very well, having interacted with him and his family many times. I understood the prudence of dressing professionally. However, I knew it was a misplaced tactic with Joey. On the day of the meeting, I arrived early to greet Joey. Terry arrived right on time, wearing, wait for it, a three-piece black suit with a tie and a matching pocket square. I briefly introduced them. Then Terry launched in to a solid 73 minutes telling about our cause. All dressed up and nowhere to go. I was heartsick. After Terry departed, Joey looked at me and made this request. Please don't ever do that to me again. Yes, Joey, I said. Message received, and I'm very sorry. Now, CEO Terry is an easy target in this story. He made several mistakes, but here's the mistake I made. Although I knew Joey well, I did not prepare my CEO sufficiently to set him up for success. Terry and I had only been working together a few short months. I assumed he would accept my advice on appropriate attire for the meeting. I knew Terry was long-winded, especially when nervous, yet I didn't cue him on the most effective way to engage with Joey. So what do you do when you have a CEO who does not accept your counsel on dress, posture, loquaciousness, etc.? Here's my best suggestion. You kindly prepare the donor prospect for the eccentricities of your brilliant CEO. It was clear to Joey that I failed to do my part in helping this meeting be a win. Joey didn't say to me, "Man, Terry really missed the mark by showing up in a suit. Then he talked for 73 minutes straight and didn't ask anything about me." Instead, Joey simply said, "Please don't ever do that to me again." Message received, my friend. Message received. Here's how I might have changed the outcome. Just a brief conversation with Joey to cover a few essentials. First of all, Terry is going to dress to the nines. It's his strict discipline in these scenarios. Secondly, Terry is going to talk a lot. I'll do my best to facilitate some interaction, but this is going to be a bit of a fire hose. Thirdly, the cause we're representing is worth it. I hope you will trust me in taking this step to meet with Terry. He's a brilliant guy, and what he lacks in emotional intelligence is made up in strategic skill and economic ability. Joey might have then said, "Great, okay, I'll give you 30 minutes. I would have said, "Wonderful, thank you. I'll set up the meeting." And I probably would have worn my favorite tie. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising. Sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace through the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you. And all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this: "Fundraising is as spiritual as giving a sermon, entering a time of prayer, visiting the sick, or feeding the hungry." All right. Thank you for listening.